Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and I'd like to welcome you to the CC Sales Pro podcast. And today I really want to provide what I think could be one of the most valuable sales tips to you in terms of your earning potential as a sales professional, because I believe it is one of the greatest weaknesses that salespeople have. Now, I am not a proponent of focusing on your weaknesses by any stretch. To me, you have to be focused on your strengths, but you do have to manage your weaknesses and keep them out of your way. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because there is one thing that I have seen salespeople do over and over and over again. It's a pattern. I've seen it where I've done it myself that ends up costing them so much money. Now, the problem is focus. Focus, okay? Salespeople, generally speaking, lack focus. They don't know how to focus on one thing for a long time, and I'm the same way. That can be a benefit because you're the type of person that's very curious. You like to know a lot of different things, but it can also be very detrimental to your ability to make money and to grow your career, because you have to be able to focus in order to do that. So what I'm going to give you today is I'm going to give you three things that you should focus on, okay? Three things that you should focus on, and then take these three things, and we're going to talk first about the framework of these three things, which is a time frame, okay? So we're first going to talk about the concept of a time frame, then we're going to talk about the three things you need to focus on during that time frame. One of the key things for a sales professional is that they need to be able to focus on these three things that I'm going to talk to you about in a minute for a period of time. So rather than looking at your life and your sales ability and the sales process as kind of a continuum of just, you know, I'm always selling, you know, merchant services, or I'm selling insurance, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. Instead of that, let me encourage you to look at your life and especially your sales career in terms of 3 to 6 month blocks of time or time frames, okay? Plan ahead for them. Talk to people about it. Make a plan and say, for these 3 months, I'm going to do X. I read a really, really good book recently called The 12-Week Year. I wouldn't really recommend it for the average salesperson because it's really more of like an organizational thing, but the general idea behind it is that you're going to get a lot more done if you make a plan for 3 months and really focus on that plan for 3 months rather than a year. We always make, you know, New Year's resolutions, things like that. It's actually better to focus for 12 weeks than it is for an entire year, and that way you can change and make adjustments. So the first thing you have to understand is this idea of focusing for a specific time frame. Again, 3 to 6 months in my experience works really, really well. So in other words, you know, you're listening to this podcast right now. It's coming up to the end of October. So you might look and say, there is this thing that I want to do, and I'm going to, you know, I'm really going to focus on these three areas. I'm going to pick them, which we'll talk about in a second. I'm going to focus on these three things. I'm going to focus until March 1st. You know, or the end of March, and then I'm going to start the new one. You know, whatever it is, something that you're going to spend some prep time over the holidays and really gear up for it, and then it's like January, February, March, you're going to get this thing done. Or maybe it's the first 6 months of the year. And so really having that mentality is the first thing, because salespeople, you know, it's funny, people always say to me, salespeople are so impatient. And, you know, I don't know about that. I actually don't know that I agree with that. Most salespeople are actually too patient, in my opinion. Most salespeople don't push very hard. And so then they hear people say, you just got to be patient. You got to be patient. Well, not really. You don't actually have to be that patient to make sales. You just have to focus. So you can be really, you know, pumped up and like, you know, and impatient and closing deals and like going like crazy because you just want to make these results happen now. That's a good thing in a way. I mean, it's that ambition, that drive can be really a good thing, but it also has to be tempered with saying, but I'm going to focus all of that energy and that ambition on these three areas. So what are the three areas? I'll give them to you real quickly because they're so simple. Number one, focus on one company. Focus on one company. One thing I did just recently that I think will be a big help. I've done so much consulting the last few years. I've got so many connections in the industry that I put up a new link on my website, ccsalespro.com, called Find a Processor. And the idea behind that is one of the things I'm going to do, just because you listen to my content, I always like connecting with the people that are listening to the content. I'll personally take a 10-minute, 15-minute phone call with you. And if you're not happy with the processor that you have now, you're looking for another processor, you can fill that form out and I'll make a recommendation. Sometimes I'll say, hey, you're already with a really good company. You know, they're good. But if I feel like, hey, there's legitimately like this is not really a great company, or I've heard some bad things or whatever, or there's a better fit for you, then I'll make a recommendation. And so if you'd like that, just go to ccsalespro.com, click on find a processor, you can fill out that form. But the idea is find one company. So one of the big misconceptions from my content that I've noticed, I've talked to people, is that, you know, I always talk about how my approach when I go out in the field is that I say, you know, hi, my name is James Shepherd. I'm kind of like a broker in the payments industry. I work with a lot of different companies to make sure I find you the best deal. Now, that is true, but in practice, in reality, I have always had my one company, you know, and that one company I've sent 85% of my business to. Now, you do need to have multiple processors if you're in the merchant services industry to deal with, you know, a high-risk merchant, or maybe there's an e-commerce merchant that's a bad fit, or maybe there's like a really large volume merchant that does $200,000 a month and they're not a good fit. But you always want to have your primary like processor, because that focus is going to save you so much time and energy, because you'll know the paperwork, you have connections over there, you have people that want to work with you, and it'll really try to bend over backwards to help, because you're sending them, you know, 10, 15 deals a month. They're going to be really happy with you, and so they're going to really focus on that. So, you know, focus on one company for 3 to 6 months. Focus on one type of service, okay? You can go out and pitch savings on merchant services. You can go out and pitch payroll processing. You can go out and pitch the point terminal. You can go out and pitch cash discounting. You can go out and pitch whatever, right? Pick something, one service that you're going to pitch, and that's going to be the thing that you're focused on. Now, again, just like in the previous one, focus on one company, except when you can't, right? Except when it's a high-risk merchant or whatever. Then, of course, you got to go to somebody else. Focus on one service type when you can, right? Certainly, there's times where you go to somebody and you're focused on selling Point, but they need Clover, or they want a free terminal or whatever, right? And then you do that. But the idea is you want to put 80% of your time into this one company that sells this one value proposition. Then number three, one prospect type. Okay. Now, the one prospect type can be pretty broad. You know, it could be individually owned physical location retail restaurant businesses. Well, that's pretty broad, right? And that would be a really good example of a prospect type for the Point terminal, because they would do, you know, they would do all that. Or maybe you're talking about you want to sell the Lavu POS system that's more for restaurants. So you're like, okay, I'm going to focus on restaurants to do this amount of volume and, you know, whatever, right? So go to infousa.com. It's a good one, infousa.com. I'm actually coming out with a CRM that'll really help with this in January or so. But, you know, do something there. Find your prospects. Focus on one prospect type for 3 to 6 months. You're going to get incredibly good at that, you know, going after that particular type of prospect. Okay? So the biggest weakness salespeople have, focus. They can't focus. They don't focus on something long enough. They keep jumping around trying to sell a million different things. What's the solution? Okay? Take a 3 to 6 month time frame and focus 80% of your time, energy, and resources on selling for one company, selling one value proposition to one type of prospect. Try that out. I promise you, you're going to see a massive improvement in your results. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for listening.